Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 10th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up,
attacking properties, homes where people are pointing out where foreign nationals live.
A night of thuggery and violence in Belfast, and US carries out fresh strikes on Iran. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, police are appealing for calm after a night of unrest in Belfast. The disorder followed a stabbing on Monday night, which left a man seriously injured. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Houses, cars and a Belfast glider bus were set on fire, while public order officers were deployed to deal with disturbances in a number of areas. The unrest followed a knife attack in North Belfast on Monday night, and footage of that emerging on social media. A 30-year-old Sudanese national has since been charged with attempted murder, possession of a blade in a public place and threats to kill. He's due in court later today. Political leaders and the PSNI are urging people to remain calm and avoid inflaming tensions further.
Crime correspondent at the Belfast Telegraph, Alison Morris, says the trouble quickly escalated from an initial road blockade.
Attacking properties, homes where people are pointing out where foreign nationals live. The man who was attacked is recovering. He has very serious life-changing, life-altering injuries. And ironically, it will be foreign nationals who will be at his bedside looking after him.
Former First Minister Arlene Foster has given her reaction.
This is not only wrong, but it's entirely counterproductive. I mean, if these people are genuinely concerned about immigration issues, this takes the whole spotlight away from that issue and onto the violence in their own communities.
In other news, Iran's foreign minister has responded to US strikes carried out last night, saying the Americans have opted to test Iranian determination. Donald Trump has described the latest hits as very strong. The US retaliated after accusing Tehran of shooting down an American military helicopter. The two pilots are safe and uninjured. Military analyst Sean Bell says they had a lucky escape.
If Iran had actually got hold of these crew, that could have been a propaganda coup for the Iranians. There's no doubt America would have wanted to do some covert operations, some deception operations. It's all a bit James Bond, really.
The Riyad Boushakir trial is due to open before a jury at the Central Criminal Court this morning. He's pleaded not guilty to 8 charges arising from an alleged knife attack in Dublin, including 3 counts of attempted murder. News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Rainey has more.
The alleged victims in the attempted murder charges faced by Riyad Boushakir are children, 2 girls and 1 boy. The 52-year-old is also facing charges of assault causing harm, assault causing serious harm and a knife offence. The alleged offences are said to have taken place on Dublin's Parnell Square on the 23rd of November 2023. On Monday, Mr. Boushakir pleaded not guilty to all 8 charges. A jury was sworn in following his arraignment, and today the prosecuting barrister is expected to open the state's case before them.
The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council's warning government spending is growing too quickly and public finances remain heavily reliant on corporation tax. The watchdog says larger budget surpluses are needed to prepare for an ageing population and climate change. Council chairperson Seamus Coffey says current plans point to spending growing faster than the economy.
Yes, we are running a surplus, which is a good position to be in, but that surplus is set to decline over the coming years. Even with a strong economy, even with booming corporation tax receipts, even with declining debt interest costs, spending is outstripping revenue coming in, and the surpluses the government are running are going to decline significantly over the next couple of years.
Fontaines DC say they're utterly heartbroken following the death of their manager, Trevor Dietz. The Irish rock band has called him the 6th member. The group returned to the stage in August for shows across Europe. And in sport, in soccer, Ireland lost 1-0 to France last night in their World Cup qualifier and miss out on automatic qualification for Brazil 2027. France automatically qualify for next summer's tournament. Ireland have dropped down to 3rd in Group 2, but will be seeded in the playoff phase, which begins in October. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.